Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. We give Jesus the glory for this beautiful day. Let me encourage you from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10 and verse 14. It's a very beautiful passage of scripture. Hebrews 10:14. For by one sacrifice, Jesus has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. It's a very, very powerful scripture, and it's got lovely deep meaning to it. And it's a word of encouragement that gives us that, you know, through his precious sacrifice, one sacrifice, Jesus has perfected forever our lives. Because he knew the command of the Old Testament was to Abraham, that God told him, be perfect as I am perfect. And then the same thing was reiterated by Jesus in the New Testament. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And he knew that to be perfect will be a challenge for us as human beings, because we live in this earth. We are surrounded by so many things, and we are tried and tested and tempted. And there may be occasions that we may fall, we may sin, we may come short of his glory. So this statement was made by the Holy Spirit to reassure you and me that we will stop putting ourselves down by saying that we keep failing. So I am no good. I can never do anything right. Right? A lot of times we hear people say that. You know, I've heard people speak like that. I can never do anything right. Nothing succeeds. No matter what I do, I am not progressing. So if you keep telling yourself that, you will find evidence to prove it. And so it's very important that we watch what we say about ourselves. If we partner with God and speak what God speaks about us, then we are on the right path, and we will also experience success because we are partnering with Christ in what he says regarding our lives. One counselor says, putting yourself down reinforces rather than corrects your imperfections by placing unnecessary attention and energy on everything that's wrong rather than what's right with you. Why would you do this knowing the only possible result is a negative outlook, more negative feelings, and less appreciation for the gift of life? And so the research says people who regularly put themselves down are seen as complainers, not to mention the example they set. Everyone has aspects of themselves they'd like to improve, but this does not mean you should beat yourself up, right? The Bible says he forever made perfect those who are being made holy. And I like what Max Lucado writes. He writes, underline the word perfect. Note the word isn't better, not improving, not on the upswing, but God doesn't improve. He perfects. He doesn't enhance. He completes. I realize there's a sense in which we are imperfect. We still err. We still stumble. We still do exactly what we don't want to do. That part of us is being made holy. Amen. But when it comes to our position before God, we are perfect. When he sees each of us who have placed our trust in Christ Jesus to save us, he sees someone who has been made perfect through the one who is perfect. That is Jesus Christ. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, we should continue to work on improving ourselves. But go easy, stop often, and remind yourself that you are being made new and are becoming like the one who made you. Amen? So be encouraged, be strong. You're fasting, you're praying, you're going to church, your meditation, your devotion is all helping you to become into the image of Jesus Christ, into the character of God is being formed in you. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Lord, I pray, help us to have that revelation knowledge of your word, that we have a position that is a position of perfection before the presence of the Father because of the shed blood of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. And I pray, Lord, that today you will give us that assurance to help us understand that we are being made holy. Every day we are being perfected in those areas where we struggle with. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the power of the Word. We thank you, O Lord God Almighty, for the practices of religion, that is prayer and fasting, that helps us, O Lord God Almighty, to become like you. I pray that give us the grace and the courage this morning. Father, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the daily chores of their lives. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the evil one. I pray that you'll prosper them. I also pray for the ones who are grappling in their health conditions. Father, we know that your word declares us that we were healed and made whole by the stripes of Jesus. And therefore, today, everyone will enjoy robust health and strength in the power of your word and by the power of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We give you the glory, praise, honor, dominion, power, and authority because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.